Activity Pub support for 3D printing, and he's now going to talk about something slightly different but related. So, wonderful. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Andy. Presumably means you have more 3D printers than me, because I've only got two. Anyway, hi, I'm James. I'm going to talk about something that's been mentioned a couple of times today already, but I'm glad to be able to give more detail, which is Fediverse Fediscovery, or the Fediverse Auxiliary Service Providers, known as FASPs. I don't really know why I named the talk this. Naming is hard, basically. But yeah, I'm going to talk about Fediverse Discovery Providers, which was a project that was launched, I think, in the dev room last year, if I remember rightly.
It was talked about last year.
Yeah. Talked about last year. And then through the year, it's been sort of built. And why am I talking about it? I am not involved in the project at all. It is an NGI search project run by Mastodon and capably done by David down there. Give everyone a wave. There we go. I am just some guy who read the spec and thought, I'll have a go. Why I thought I'd have a go? I build a thing called Manifold, which is, as Andy said, it is a tool for organizing and sharing 3D print files. Anyone with 3D printer will know about Thingiverse. It's a bit like having your own one of those. But now also it federates with ActivityPub, so you can have 3D models on one instance, and you might have your account on another, and how do you find them between different things is the problem. So there was this Fediscovery thing, and I thought, all right, let's see what that's all about, because I don't want to build my own. So Fediverse Auxiliary Service Providers are these extra services that sit and connect to your Fediverse services. So we have various things, like it could be Mastodon, it could be PeerTube, whatever. And then you have the search provider instances, for instance, that you might choose to connect to that one over there that's run by somebody I know, or that, you know, it might be another one. So it's sort of opting in to a shared search index, in a way. And not just for search, it's starting with search, but I'll come to that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how it works, show you how we did it. There's the first thing that you do is that you register your server with the FASP, the service provider, and you do a little registration dance. You initially go to the FASP and sign up for an account, and you tell it where your server is. It then does a bit of back and forth, gets the provider info from node info, does a little bit of key exchange backwards and forwards, and then says, yep, okay, we've talked, and shows you a fingerprint of the keys that are involved, and then redirects you back to your own server, where you check that fingerprint, make sure that everything is lined up properly, and you say, yes, okay, cool. So this is that in action. This is the sign-up page on the Fediscoverer reference implementation, I guess, of a FASP. This is the one that that David built, and that I'm running my own of. But you would find one of these out and about. You sign up for a thing. You say, "There is the base URL of my service," and it does the little dance, and it says, "Right, you're registered now. Thanks for signing up. Here's your fingerprint." And because it's talk to the server, it knows where to send you back to in order to then go back and check. So it will then click that, send you back to Manifold, you can check that fingerprint, and hit the big green approve button. And at that point, you're connected up. Your two servers know about each other, they can securely exchange information, they know how to tell what's what. And you get then this list of capabilities. There's the overall protocol is about the sort of the registration and how you discover what's available. And then there are sort of mini specs within that for different capabilities, which you can see here. There's account search, follow recommendations, trends, and data sharing. Those are the ones that initially are in the thing at the moment. Most of those are really simple. They're actually just, okay, you're registered now, you can do calls to this thing, and account search is just a get to the account search thing with your keyword. Simple as that. Likewise, follow recommendations. Follow recommendations, you can give it an account URI, so it's like, who should this person follow? And if the VASP is able to do something with that, it will. And likewise, trends, it's just a thing. The one that's a little bit more complicated is data sharing. The top ones are all sort of fetching information from the VASP, but how do we tell it what we've got? That's the data sharing part. The data sharing capability, if you enable that, the VASP will send back a request saying, okay, could you let me know about these things? And it will set up event subscriptions for different things. In this case, it's sent back two subscriptions back to Manifold to say, right, could you tell me when any lifecycle events happen for any account or any content on your server? So now it's up to my server to respond to those and let the VASP know when those things happen. Of course, that is in control of my server, the client. Cool. So, quick example. This is in my dev manifold instance. I can go to the right little search page, and I can put in a search term, and up pop some results from a different server. And all it's done is just go to the VASP, ask for the results for that keyword. So we have, these are all from 3dprint.social, which is the, not really flagship manifold server, but the one that I run publicly, where people can sign up and post their own things. Flagship makes it sound a bit too grand. But yeah, they're there, and then there you go, you found them. And also you have follow recommendations that you can set up at the moment in FedDiscoverer. No preview, so it's not very pretty, but at the moment you will be recommended to follow me, and that's on my personal instance. So again, that's a different system. And these things all fit together. You can get started with it. It's a really nice system. It feels you're really in control of what information's going where. You can choose the search index or whatever that you want to go and use, and then what your server sends to it is, you're in control of it. It felt nice as a developer. It didn't feel like I was giving everything away. Anyway, you can go to feddiscovery.org to have a look at the details. There are links to the specification, which is on GitHub. There are lots of PRs open for new capabilities, and I'm sure they would welcome more. There is a dev chat. Talk to Andy about that. And yeah, that's it. That's me.
Boom. Thank you, James. Traditionally, for short talks, we're going to do one question if anybody has a question for James. It's all completely clear. Everybody's going to implement FedDiscovery as soon as possible when they get back to their
machine. I would give it a go. It's
excellent.
It's pretty cool.
David's going to have a great week.
I did a Rails engine for it, if that helps anyone.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Can I also ask for an extra round of applause for James, who has stepped up to help myself and Evan today. He's been doing the timekeeping. He's a tremendous human being. We are very grateful.
I can wave a card around with the best of them.
And he has left some lovely manifold stickers on the table as well. As anybody is welcome to do, if you have stickers that you would like to share with the community, please do that.
Who's next?